We're doing the Netivot Shalom. The Netivot Shalom on Parshat Tetzaveh, and the subject is Me'erev Ad Boker. We have a commandment when it comes to the lights of the menorah that they should be lit from night to morning. So the Netivot Shalom begins. V'ata Tetzaveh et b'nei Yisrael v'gomer la'alot ner tamid v'gomer yaruch oto Aaron v'nav Me'erev Ad Boker. The Torah commands Moshe, you will command the Jewish people to a light, a permanent lamp, and Aaron will set it, he and his sons, from night to morning. And so too we find this term used with regard to the fire on the altar. Dichtiv, that the verse says, "He haola al mokeda al mizbech kol alayla ad boker v'esham mizbech tukat bo." That is the flame on the altar all night till morning. Same terminology, night till morning, and the fire of the altar should be lit in it. V'esh Leva'er ha'inyan. We should explain this concept, shenityachdu esh ha'maracha v'or ha'menorah, that these two flames, the flame of the altar and the flame of the menorah, were singled out, that they were given this commandment that they should be lit from night to morning. De'be'od she'avodat ha'korbanot bayom bilvad, whereas the service of the sacrifices can only be done by day, k'dialfinan ma'katuv biyom tzavoto, as we derive from the verse, on the day that Moshe commanded these commandments, we derive b'yom v'lo b'layla. These commandments, the sacrifices, must be brought by day and not by night. Harei bet inyanim elu, encounter distinction. These two issues, the flame of the menorah and the flame of the altar, ne'emar b'hem erev ad boker. With regard to them, it says they must be lit from night to morning. Uvigmara, and the Talmud in Yuma Memhei tells us, אמרו שאת האש להדלקת המנורה היו נוטלים מעל גבי המזבח החיצון. That the flame for the lighting of the menorah they used to take from atop the outer altar. שנאמר, as the verse says, אש תמיד תוקד למזבח, a permanent fire must be lit on the altar. אש תמיד שאמרתי לך, that permanent fire that I said to you, היינו אש המנורה, that is also the flame that's used for the menorah, שנאמר בא לעלות נר תמיד. That with regard to the menorah, the verse says there must be a permanent lamp, a lit on top of the menorah. So the esh tamid is what's used to light the ner tamid. Lo tehei ela b'rosho shel mizbeach hachitzon. That flame will be taken from no other place other than the top of the outer altar. V'yesh lever hakesher v'hashayachut, and we should explain the connection, the relevance, shel or hamenorah le'esh hamizbeach, of the light of the menorah to the fire of the altar. V'habiur b'zeh, an explanation in this, d'hinei kol klei ha'mikdash yehudam haya le'ashpia ora v'kedusha b'klal Yisrael b'chol ha'inyanim. All the vessels of the altar, their purpose was to affect light and holiness to the congregation of Israel in all aspects. V'inyan ha'mizbeach v'hamenorah shayachim b'myuchan me'erev ad boker. And the concept of the mizbeach and the altar and the lamp are very relevant, specifically relevant, to nightfall till the morning. Dehainu keneged hachashchut. They correspond to the concept of darkness. Hamizbeach besur mera v'amnorah ba'asei tov. Come on in, Yechezkel. Sorry. Hamizbeach, the altar, is relevant to the concept of sur mera, turn from bad, v'amnorah, and the menorah is relevant to the concept of asei tov, do good. Uviyahadim shleimut, and together they supplement one another, they complement one another, together they represent wholeness. Dinei lailahu et shilton achomer. Nighttime is the time when the material aspects of life take over. Kedita besroim akdoshim, sheikar itgabut ayetzer rai balaila. Like the holy works say, that the primary time that the desire for bad gets stronger is at night. Shaz mitgaber achomer al atzura. That's when the material overtakes the shape, the material overtakes the form, the holy form. Umitoririm kol minei ta'avot ve'yitzarim afelim, and all kinds of dark desires arouse. Uchaneged zeh hayta esh ha'mizbeach, and corresponding to this was the flame on the altar, she'esh tamid tukad la'mizbeach, that the permanent fire on the altar, hi bivchinat hevla mafik hevla, hi ha'ola al mokeda al ha'mizbeach kol ha'layla ad ha'boker, esh ha'mizbeach, sometimes you need darkness to push away darkness, smoke to push away smoke, the fire to push away fire. So the permanent fire on the altar from night to day, that fire alit within the Jewish people the fire of holiness that would put out the fire of defilement, the fire of tumah. So that's the Esh HaMizbech. That was the Esh HaMizbech was Sur Mira. Uva'aseh Tov haya Or HaMenorah. The flame on the menorah corresponds to the concept of Aseh Tov. La'ir et zmaneh hashchut etzel Yehudi. To give light to the times of darkness by a Jew. Et mocho velibo atumim. A time when his mind and heart seem to be shut. Umargish et atzmo rachok ma'ashem yitbarach. And he senses himself distant from his Creator, blessed be He. Keneged zeh he'ir or hamenorah, corresponding to this, the menorah gives light. Nishmot Yisrael me'erev ad boker. It gives light to the neshamos of the Jewish people, to their souls from night to morning, afilu bezman chashchut, even in times of darkness. Ubet inyanim elu, and these two concepts, kocham mo'il keneged ha'chashchut, besur merah uva'aseh tov. Their strength is beneficial to fend off darkness using these two forces, the force of Sur Merah, turn away from bad, and Aseh Tov, do good. Al yedei Or HaMenorah ve'esh HaKodesh al HaMizbech, through the light of the menorah and the holy flame that's on the Mizbech, together they give a complete response to the time of darkness. Ve'al ken mitzvatam b'layla, and that's why their mitzvah was specifically at night. Le'ashpi al Yisrael et koch ha'esh ve'ha'or dekdusha me'erev ad boker. To affect the Jewish people with that power of the fire, the light of holiness for that nighttime period from night till morning. Veshalmut ha'avodai al yedei shneihem yachad. And the service is whole when you have both of them together. Besur meira va'aseh tov. These two strengths to turn away from bad and do good. Ma she'en ken im yehudi nishma rak besur meira, or osek rak ba'aseh tov, harei ze chaser shlemut. If someone focuses only that he shouldn't sin, he turns away from the bad, or he focuses only on doing good, but he doesn't have the balance of both together, then he is lacking in his wholeness. ובכל אחד מהם בפני עצמו ישנם בחינות סור מרע ועשה טוב. And each one on its own has the aspects of סור מרע and עשה טוב. Even though we said the fire of the Mizbech is primarily סור מרע, the fire of the menorah is primarily Aseh Tov, but each one really has a little bit of both. Inyan esh ha-mizbech ha-sorev et esh ha-tavot besur mera, this concept that we say that the fire of the Mizbech, that burns the fire of desire through sur mera, hukmamar maran bal yesod ha-avodah zchuto yageinu aleinu. The one who wrote the work of yesod ha-avodah, he wrote, shera yi efshar la'akor besichliyut. If you want to uproot the bad, there's no way you could do that with just using the mind. Sometimes people think, come to Machon Meir, hear a few classes, and that'll be enough. That'll get you to keep Shabbos. It doesn't work that way. You want to get a person away from the things that are pulling him down, you can't just work through the intellect. Rak al yedei avoda v'igiya. If a person wants to uproot, he wants to overcome the things that he's doing wrong, it has to come through true service of Hashem and toil. Al yedei eshit lahavut shel Torah ve'avodah, through the fire of getting excited over Torah and Avodah, nitzol yehudi mikol ha'tavot shel ha'layla ad ha'boker. A Jew is saved from all the desires of night till morning. And now I'm going to do as per Daniel's request. Daniela asked me to expand a little bit, so I want to expand a little bit, with your permission. The Netivot Shalom here mentioned a word which is really key to Hasidic thought, and that is the word of Hitlahavut. Now, I want to take an example. Let's say someone turns to his friend and says, you know, I need your hand taking a washing machine out of my trunk. So you could spend 10 minutes walking to his house thinking, gee, it's cold outside. Is he really going to be there? I know we made up the right time. Or a person could spend the 10 minutes going there thinking, I'm about to fulfill the mitzvah of Ben Adam L'Chaveru. Think of Rav Natan Siegel when he says, Good Shabbos. He walks in on a Sunday morning and he says, "Good Shabbos." You ever see Rav Natan Siegel on a Sunday morning? Whenever I meet him, Sunday morning, he shakes my hand and says, "Good Shabbos." And I'm still wondering, is he still reeling from the Shabbos he's coming off of? Or is he already anticipating the Shabbos that's coming? I never know, but I always envy him that on Sunday he's thinking of Shabbos. You meet him on a Monday, he'll also tell you, "Good Shabbos." Any day you meet him, he begins with "Good Shabbos." There's a concept of itlavut, and that's a concept that Hasidut speaks about a lot, but it's not only Hasidim. Meir, Litvaks are also allowed to get excited. So itlavut is a concept in Avodat Hashem. It's a concept of getting excited. The same mitzvah, it could be something which you're going to do it anyways. Question is, how are you going to do it? It's like the kid whose mother tells him, "Finish your chicken." So he could say, and then eat a bite, and then kvetch 15 times and take his next bite. Or he could smile and eat the chicken. And in everything we do, the itlavut can define the avodah, and sometimes it affects us more than the mitzvah itself. Our attitude to the mitzvah. We have a concept in mitzvot, shelo yiyu mitzvot bezuyot be'einecha. This is a din of Gemara in Chulin Meir. It's not a book of Hasidut. I have to apologize. So the Gemara says, v'shafach v'chisa. When a person has a mitzvah of kisui adam, we have a mitzvah to cover blood if we slaughter a wild animal or a bird. So we have a special mitzvah to cover the blood. So the Torah aligns the description of spilling its blood with covering its blood, to teach us halacha. B'mashe shafach yechaseh, just as you used your hand to take its life, use your hand to cover the blood. Don't cover the blood with your foot. Its blood is bubbling on the floor, so you're going to eat that animal, permitted, no problem, but you're supposed to cover the blood. So don't just take some sand with your foot and kick it over the blood. The Torah says no, scoop up some dirt with your hands and cover it with your hands. Honor the mitzvah. You're covering its blood, do it in an honorable way. And from here we derive, for all mitzvot, shelo yu mitzvot bezuyot beinecha. The Torah says, the way in which we perform the mitzvah is indicative of our attitude to the mitzvah. If a person buys a talis and the talis is all worn, and he says, fine. So we ask him, when you wear a suit, do you wear a suit that's all worn? No, you wear a beautiful suit. Wear a beautiful talis. A person is supposed to perform mitzvahs with beauty. Our attitude to the mitzvah, hitlahavut, our excitement over the mitzvah, and to a great extent, that is what's going to affect our children. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky is quoted as having said that the reason we're having difficulty with our children in Shabbos is because the generations of post-World War II, pre-World War II, the Great Depression, and then post-World War II, they fought for a living and they fought to keep Shabbos. But they'd come in 10 minutes before Shabbos and they'd be wiped from the week's work. And they'd sit down and they'd say, "Tziz shver, tziz zayin yid." It's difficult to be Jewish. And their children grew up with this attitude, "Ooh, it's difficult to be Jewish." And they knew their fathers kept Shabbos, but they knew it was tough. They knew that very often their fathers lost their jobs because they kept Shabbos. And so the children walked away with the feeling, "Why should I do this?" And many of them did not. Their fathers gave up their lives, gave up their livelihoods to keep Shabbos in the most difficult times. And the children didn't stick to it. Because the attitude, the itlahavut. So the Ba'al Yesod HaAvodah says that if a person wants to overcome the bad that's within him, it has to be with excitement for the good. It's not enough to logically think, well, I should really lead my life this way. A person has to get excited over leading a better life. When a person is excited over waking up for a minyan, then his minyan will look different. When a person is excited over keeping Shabbos, then his Shabbos will look different. So sometimes we have to find ways to encourage ourselves, make our Shabbos be something worth getting excited over. If a person's Shabbos is all about not turning on lights and not picking up the cell phone and all the knots, but he doesn't focus on the do's, then his, what's his Shabbos? I saw this, we had a group of guys, they didn't know what it meant to keep Shabbos, and we had to sit with, we made a Shabbos for them. So I have a Russian friend who himself did tshuva a few years ago. He doesn't he doesn't know a tremendous amount. He's learning now. He's advancing slowly but surely. And he's a tremendous person, but he's just starting to learn. He only has a few years under his belt. So I felt that after the Shabbos meal, I have to take him, all the guys, to his house. So Friday night, we sat down for the Shabbos meal, and I tried to say Divrei Torah with stories, and I made Kiddush, and I tried to explain the significance of Shabbos, and I felt I didn't even get to first base. At the end of the meal, I said to all the guys, let's go to him, my Russian friend. He'll teach us all how to drink some vodka, and we'll have a nice Onik Shabbos. So we made up in advance that that's what we would do. We packed into his house. And I think that the impact he had with his vodka and cake and telling them lessons on how to drink vodka and what helps you down the vodka and keep the taste of vodka and seeing them about the beauty of Shabbos. So there's no halacha that you have to drink vodka on Shabbos. But if that's what speaks to a person, if that's what makes his Shabbos, so don't get drunk, but there's nothing wrong with that, and there's something good about it. A person has to learn how to make his Shabbos special. I'm not one who's advocating drinking, but at the same time, if this is what's going to make the Shabbos special, there's nothing wrong with taking a cup here and there. And by a cup, I mean a glazel. So these guys taught me that a half a bottle is not called drinking by them. I couldn't drink more than a little cup, like a whiskey shot. And they're like, Rabbi, what's wrong with you? They each take this big glass, they drink, and they're all okay. That was nothing. Okay, you stay there. I'm not going into the measurements, but the concept. And the Chazal were so careful telling us, for Yom Tov, we buy our wife a new garment, we buy our kids the candies they like. Get them excited over the day. And we ourselves, we have to get ourselves excited. So we read it in passing as one sentence, but we have to know that this is a key concept, the concept of having that fire, the excitement within a person over mitzvot. And if you think about it, every mitzvah could be that way. I can't forget the guy we had learning here, Ephraim ben Avraham. We dedicated the Parshas Mishpatim class to his Refuah Shleima, and I continue to wish him Refuah Shleima. So he learned by us and he became a Ger Tzedek. And he and his wife and his whole family. And then he once told me, in passing, I asked him how he's doing. So he said, Minyan is the highlight of his day. The night before he goes to shul, he goes through the coins in his house and he finds 3 or 5 agorot or 10 agorot pieces that he's going to put in tzedakah the next morning when he goes to shul. And from that moment, he already starts feeling the holiness of shul. From the night before, when he prepares the coins he's going to put into charity. And I stepped back and I thought to myself, he's calling me Rabbi, he could teach me a thing or two. But I don't get excited the night before about the next morning's minyan. I try to figure out how am I going to get up for it? Which minyan am I going to go to? I'm not thinking about the tzedakah. He, the night before, he sets up his talis, he sets up his tefillin, he sets up his siddur, he sets up the money he's going to give for tzedakah, and he starts getting excited. Tomorrow morning I'm going to talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the way we all should be. Yeah, and you know what? I tried it a few times. Your whole minyan looks different when you go to sleep that way. The itlahavut. V'gam nichlal b'zeh ba'asei tov inyan itlahavut shel kedusha ha'me'ira le'yudi b'chol inyanav. The concept of excitement, this goes also to the asei tov, not only the sur mira. That excitement gives light to a Jew in all aspects of his life. Kasher HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozer LaYehudi, as God helps the Jew, U'me'ir Nishmato Be'esh El Kedusha, Me'ir Lo Or B'chol Pinot U'machanot. When God helps the Jew and alights his neshama, God gives his neshama light, that light, the holy fire, then Hashem gives him light in all aspects, in all camps of his life. And Bezachem will pick up over here tomorrow.